Today's Torah Shir has been sponsored by Ilu Mishmas, the Shimon ben Reb Chaim Shir, Zatzal, Niftar, 14th of Tammuz, 5745. Yudale Tammuz, Wednesday, 4th of July, Rabbi Shir Chaitovsky, Yone Cholman.
The Rambam in Hilchis Tainis in Perek Hay says as follows. Yeshem Yom, there are days that all Klal Yisrael fast because of the tsaris that happened on those times in order to be ma'orer our hearts and to open the doors for us to cry and to do tshuva. And this will be a zikaron for our mais maroim and the deeds of our fathers, the previous generations, who were like our maisim, which caused the tsaris in that generation. And by remembering what happened then, and if we will think and do tshuva, this will help us to be zocha to the Gula Shlema. So I want to talk a little bit today about the Churban and in what way can this bring us to do tshuva. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, says that Ammon and Moav were neighbors of Klal Yisrael in those times. And they heard, Ammon and Moav heard, that the Nevi'im were saying Nevuah about the upcoming Churban. As we'll see soon, the Midrash says that every day Nevi'im would come in the morning and the evening to cry that the Churban is eventually coming. So what did Ammon and Moab do? They went and they sent a message to Nebuchadnezzar. Come! We heard that there's going to be a Churban. Come and destroy Yerushalayim. What? Ammon and Moab loved Klal Yisrael so much they couldn't wait. Their taiva was so great to destroy the Jews, they can't wait. So they sent to Nebuchadnezzar, come. And I must tell you, Nebuchadnezzar was not a Jew lover. And believe me, the Gemara says that Nebuchadnezzar was Zocha. You know, when the Gro explains that when Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he was very sick. And when he got better, Hashem made him get better. So every king sent a mazel tov that he got better. And Nebuchadnezzar sent the following. He sent him that shalom to the king of the Jews and to the God of the Jews, and finished. And he sent the shliach. Right after he sent him, he took three steps to stop the shliach. Wait a second. It's not nice to put the king in front of Hashem, the God of the Jews. So he changed it, that shalom to the king, to the God of the Jews and to the king of the Jews. The Gaon brings down that because of these three steps, the schar that Nebuchadnezzar got was that whatever his will was, whatever he wanted in this world, he would be zeichet to get. Because he did covet to the Rabbeinu Shalom to put him ahead to change. He went out three steps to change. He got kol ritzoini in this world. What? No, he wanted to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. That was his rotzen. And his rotzen was Churban HaBayis. That was his shiva. Oh, will I be able to destroy the Beis Hamikdash? So we see that that was his rotzen. The Gemara says that Hashem, and that's what the Gemara says, that he was zoicha to be the one to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. So Ammon and Moab are sending to him, no, now is your chance. We hear the Nevi'im saying that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. No, the Nebuchadnezzar, come. No, what are you waiting for? So he said, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's going to make Nekama on me. They said, don't worry. Hashem is not... the Shekhinah is not in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki ein ish beveisoi. He's not there. He went away. He went. Don't be afraid. Come. Nebuchadnezzar sent back, yeah, but he's very close by. Good, he went away. But all you need is a jet and you're right back. So he's too close by. Come back. They sent him holach lederech merochik. He went very far away. Chas v'sholem, he went so far away, he's not coming back so fast. Nu, come! So he sent back, yeah, but I'm afraid that the tzaddikim are going to daven, and they'll bring back the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, even from very far away. They sent back, there's another pasuk, Sarora Kesev Lokach Biyodai, which means that the kavon is on the tzaddikim, that Hashem took away the tzaddikim, and there's no one to daven for them. Nu, come! What are you waiting for? Sent back, what do you mean? The Nebuchadnezzar are sent back, yeah, but maybe the Rishoyim are going to do tshuva. The Rishoyim will do tshuva, and the Shekhinah will come back. They sent him that there's a nevuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kaveh zman, 70 years, that they're not coming back until 70 years goes by. It was kaveh zman. Nothing to worry about. So the Nebuchadnezzar sent back, yeah, but now is the winter, it's not good weather. Yeah, it's not good for me. They sent back, don't worry, in between the mountains underneath, the mountains will protect you from the elements. Just come. Then he sent back again, yeah, but all my soldiers, we're going to be, I don't have enough hotels for everybody. Now they're going to have Olympics. No, you can't move anywhere. There's no room. They said, don't worry. Even the Beis HaKvaris that they have in Eretz Yisrael is more beautiful than any palace you have there. Just come. And the Gemara says, okay, after all that, he was machlit to come. Now after this whole drasha, you'd think, okay, he's coming. He was so afraid of the Nekama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After all this, do you think he came himself? Says the Medrash in Eicha. The Pasuk says, Al Tzavareinu Nirdafnu Yoganu V'loyhu Nachlonu. Says the Medrash, the Nebuchadnezzar sent Nebuzardan. He was afraid to go himself. He sent Nebuzardan. He wasn't coming himself. He had someone else, a shliach. Knew before he sent him, he gave his last words. before, you know, they didn't have telephones and cell phones to talk to him at all times. I'm sending you to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. What's the last words? Nuch Vesi is going to give him secret plans, you know, eights on how to destroy Eretz Yisrael. Yushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. He said, Elokein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Mekabel Tshuva. You're going to be Zoich, I know you're going to be able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and you're going to burn the Heichal, and you're going to take them out of Yerushalayim to Golus. But I'm afraid that the Jews are going to do tshuva. You may take your time. Now you destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now you'll take time and you'll gather people together and you'll take them out of Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel tshuva. Yodai pshuto lekabel shovin. And I'm afraid they're going to do tshuva. And if they do tshuva, everything is lost. Even though you burnt the Beis HaMikdash, we haven't finished the job. Do not give them a chance to do tshuva. So, the Gemara in Tainus says that it's like 15 days. Takes 15 days. That's why they wait. Mashavruch Marda Goshen. I mean, they the same Tal Umotu Levrocha takes 15 days of walking till you go out of Eretz Yisrael. That's why they waited till they would say the same Tal Umotu Levrocha. Make sure, get them out of Eretz Yisrael without giving them a chance to do tshuva. So, what does it say? And he made them go! March! Anyone who would stop marching, he would cut them up into pieces. And say, look what happened to him! Anyone else who stops, I'm going to cut them into pieces also. And they went and went and went. Until finally, they went over to the Naris Bavel, they went over. And only after they went over the river, they stopped there. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. Al Naris Bavel, Shom Yashavnu. What does it mean, Shom Yashavnu? Al Naris Bavel, Yashavnu. No, Shom Yashavnu. Only there, until there, they weren't able to stop. And Yirmiah, the Chazal bring down that Yirmiah came over on the other side, and he said, Yirmiah. And he said, Shom Yashavnu Gam Bachinu. Yirmiah said, if you have given one cry, Slach lonu avinu ki chaton, if you have given one cry while you were in Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't have gone into Golus. But because they didn't have a chance to do tshuva, they didn't have a chance to cry until they passed over the Naris Bavel, the Golus was complete. Why did Hashem do this? Very interesting that they didn't have a chance to do tshuva. 15 days they walked and marched. Anyone who would stop, they were cut into pieces. They did not have a chance to do tshuva. A lot of times people think, yeah, I'm young. I have time, I'll do tshuva. Don't worry, I'll do tshuva. Here came a situation. They would have given one cry while they were in Eretz Yisrael, nothing would have happened to them. I mean, they would have been able to, if the Golus would not have been complete, they would have been able to come back. And only because they did not cry till Shom Yashavnu Gam Bachinu Bezachreinu Asiyayin. That's why they had the Churban. There's a very interesting pasuk. It says, in Divrei Hayomim, Beis, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Tes Vav. Now just say what the pasuk says. That Hashem sent through the hands of Malachov, the Nevi'im, Hashkem v'Shaloyach. Hashem had Rachmanis on his nation. Hashem sent Nevi'im, Rachmanis, to do tshuva, in order that he shouldn't have to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. V'hoyu malivim malachei elokim. And they made fun of them. U'boizim devarov. U'metatim b'neviyov. Until the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to such a height, ad le'ein marpe. Now Chazal say, what does it mean, hashkem b'shaloyach? In Eicha, in the posik of Ma'idich, says the Medrash, that many Nevi'im I brought Hashkem B'Shaloyach. What's Hashkem B'Shaloyach? Two Nevi'im in the morning, two Nevi'im in the afternoon, every single day. And it was different Nevi'im. They had the amount of Nevi'im as much as Yoytzei Mitzrayim. That's what the Medrash says. Every day, you know, in order that people say, the same one talking every time. Every day, different Nevi'im. Two Nevi'im in the morning, two Nevi'im in the afternoon. The same Nevi'im, all different Nevi'im every time. Every Navi talks a different way, a different style. Always fresh. Two new Nevi'im in the morning, two Nevi'im in the afternoon. And that's the, we just meant, and they made fun of them. What's Pshat? They made fun of them. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Hei, pasuk Yud Aleph. Hava mashkimi baboik yeshecher yedoifu. Those would get up early in the morning. They ran after beer, which is very intoxicating. I mean, the beer they have, it's not like our beer today, only a few percent alcohol. Sheikhar is really very intoxicating. Me'achrei b'neshef, and then in the afternoon, Yayin Yadli came. They drank a lot of wine, and it was burning their insides, mamish really getting them high. And not only that, v'yakinor v'nevel toif v'cholol, four different types of instruments, V'yayin mishtayim, and then it says, Vespol Hashem lo yabitu, u'maseyotav lo yro, l'chein gol ha'ami mebli das. Now, the Gra explains very interesting. It says in the Pasuk, Pol Hashem, they didn't see, u'maseyotav lo yro, lo yabitu Pol Hashem, u'maseyotav lo yro. What's Pol Hashem and Maisi Yodav? It's very interesting. The Goyin explains that when both come in the same pasuk, Paul Hashem, or Maisi Yodav, Paul Hashem is Nisan Nistarim. Nisan Nistarim. Or Maisi Yodav is a Nes Nigla. Like he gives an example. Purim, you know, Purim is where Purim was a Nes Nister. Chanukah was a Nes Nigla. The Gemara says, why is there no Hallel on Purim? Because it was in Chutz Laretz, it was a Nes Nister. Chanukah was an Eretz Yisrael, it was a Nes Nigla. So listen to this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ki simachtani Hashem b'polecha u'masi yadecha aranein." So he says, "Ki simachtani Hashem b'polecha." Purim, we have mishta b'simcha. We have a tremendous day of simcha in Purim, but we don't say shira. We don't say hallel. But Ma'asi Decha Ranein, Ma'isa, on Chanukah, we say Shira. Kismachtani Hashem b'fa'olecha, Ma'asi Decha Ranein, we say Shira. Nes Nigla, in Eretz Yisrael, we say Shira. In the time of the Chorban, Hashem did whatever He can. You know, a lot of people say, if I would see a nes, I would come closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Pasuk says He was making nes nister and nes nigla. He was making so much hashkocha to the Jews to open their eyes to do tshuva. Do tshuva. He had Nevi'im coming every day in the morning and the afternoon. You know what the Jews did? I mean, you know, you have Nisan Nistarim, so much Hashkocha, Nes Nister, Nes Nigla. Things were happening, mamish, unbelievable, like Hashkocha was coming to the Jews. And normally that would bring a person to do tshuva, to get close to Hashem. So what did the Jews do, says the Gra? In the morning, you know, you don't have that much time, people have to go to work in the morning. So in the morning, it says like this, Shechar, beer, or it was like, the Shechar that means is we're talking about Brumfin, as I say. You don't need a lot to get drunk. Wine, you have to drink a lot. In the morning, they were afraid that the Nevi'im are going to come and they're going to give us Musar. It's going to give us a guilty conscience. We're going to do tshuva. We're not interested to do tshuva. So they had by the bed, a guy would get up in the morning, he has like a few, two, three glasses of schnapps. Right, you get up and he's intoxicated. And then he's not going to hear what the Nevi'im are saying. He's drunk. In the afternoon, which they have more time, and they would go, you know, it seems they drank enough that they're not going to be affected by the Nevi'im. In the afternoon, they used to have more time, they would drink wine, get drunk, and they would be oblivious to what the Nevi'im are saying. What about during the day? I mean, good. I mean, are you going to work? Wherever they went, they had music. And it's known that different types of music can dull your senses. So they had, says the Gra, that these four types of instruments that they had, that kinar, novel, and tov v'cholol, there were types of instruments, you know, a lot of music, you know, when you know, in the house, so a wife is trying to get ready for Shabbos, so the kids come in and they like to hear, you know, Heintige music, they put it on very loud, and she can't work. Can't, I mean, it just dulls, she can't think, it doesn't penetrate, you know, and she starts to forget things. They just cut the music right, I just can't. But on low, very low, but high music, it stares the work. Doesn't go. You have to tone it down, put it down. I have the mocham in the house many times. The kids like high, the music very loud, and my wife can't take it, put it low. It doesn't go. It's a constant machlekes. So here, but you see that when there's high music, it dulls your sense. You just can't think. So Klal Yisrael, Rachmana Litzlan, in that situation, they were doing, the Pasuk is saying that they were doing things to prevent themselves from doing tshuva. They would get drunk and they would have large music in order not to, because, you know, the Nevi'im are scaring us and they want us to do tshuva. Like, we're happy with our life. Things were going very good for them. The Chazal said before the Korban, the guy, everything was gewaldic. Hashem was doing this in the storm, this in gluyim. Things are having mamish geschmack. Making money every day, things are going gewaldic. They're not interested in scaring, and so they did things, you know. Excuse me, I'm sorry. So they weren't interested in. So what did Hashem do? What did Chalei Yisrael? They did things to dull their minds, getting drunk and whatever they could, not to be affected by the Nevi'im. We don't want to hear morbid information, and they were not interested to hear the Nevi'im. And that's why it said that they made fun of the Nevi'im. And they got themselves drunk, you know, and when a person gets a little tipsy, and yeah, they make fun of them. They were going around making fun of the Nevi'im, of the Nevi'im. Hashem said, I did everything that you should do tshuva. What have you done? You're working with your best power to not to do tshuva. You are doing everything in your power not to do tshuva. When you're going to go into the Chorban, there's going to be 15 days that you're going to want a second to do tshuva, and you're not going to be able to do tshuva. Midah keneged midah. You were not interested to do tshuva. And you did everything not to do tshuva. You're not going to be able to do tshuva. There's so much more, but this is just a little bit that we see that was the reason, the midah keneged midah, that they were not able, Shom Yashavnu Gam Bachinu, they weren't able to do tshuva before. Why did Hashem do it to them? Because when you had the chance, not only you didn't do tshuva, you did things because you were scared, you weren't interested to have a guilty conscience. And what you did was you did everything in your power not to do tshuva. You're not going to be able to do tshuva. People are busy making a living. People are busy doing a lot of things. And like the Gemara says that Vayelchu b'loy koyach says in Eicha, they went without koyach. What does it mean they went without koyach? Says the Medrash, guy got up in the morning and said, maybe you come, let's learn a little bit. I have no koyach. There's a shear. Oh, I had a hard day. I have no koyach. You have no koyach. Vayelchu b'loy koyach. You're going to go without koyach. For ruchnis, you have no koyach. Come, we have to get together. There's tzarchei tzibur. I have no koyach. Keep on saying you have no koyach. Hashem is going to make that you're going to go. In Golas, you're going to go b'loy koyach. So this is just a little bit to be ma'ir us that we should take the tainus and the 3 weeks to delve into the Inyoni Achorbin. Hashem is showing us different things. You know, it says, Ben Mashiach Pruta Minakis. Hashem is doing everything in His power to take money away from everybody. It's not a joke. The biggest people say, well, how Abish is going to take Pruta Minakis? Yeah. Nothing works out. Hashem is trying to be ma'ir us to think and do tshuva. There's Hashem. We should think into what we're doing. We should be marba, Torah, avoda and gemilas chasodim, and bez Hashem bekarv, we should be zeichet to the gula shleimim and herev yameinu.